You're listening to East Point Radio. That was You're the First, the Last, My Everything from that time, Gloria Gaynor with Isaac Hayes there. So it's a different version of that one. Hope you enjoyed that. It's fast approaching 10:45 here on East Point Radio, and that means one thing, where we invite people as part of our feature
Anglia
In Focus
to join us live on the programme and to talk about their organisations. And I'm hoping that today on the line is going to be Nicola Clark. Now, Nicola Clark is the Relationship Fundraising Manager from Macmillan Cancer Support, who I hope is joining us on the line. Good morning to you, Nicola.
Good morning, Mark, and good morning to everyone listening.
Thank you very much. And how are you, all right?
I'm good, thank you. Sun's shining here. I'm just outside Bury St Edmunds, and it's lovely and sunny here today.
Very nice, too. Very nice, too. Yes, it's, of course, the last bank holiday before, dare we say it, Christmas, I suppose.
I know. Oh, dear, you said it now.
Oh, dear. I'll try and get away with that one.
It's still summer.
Yes, that's right. Now, Macmillan is a fantastic organisation. I'm sure that everybody has heard of the wonderful work that you do and the support that you give to so many people. Now, I know it's a very busy time. I mean, we're going to be talking about Macmillan in general terms in just a moment. But Friday the 29th of September is the official Macmillan Coffee Morning. That's a wonderful event, isn't it? Tell us a little bit about it.
It is our flagship event, and as you say rightly, Mark, it's the official date is Friday the 29th of September, but we are encouraging as many people to get involved in the coffee morning. You know, you can do it on whatever day that you want to. It can be in your home, on your driveway, in your village hall, or online, or whatever best suits you. And you know, even people hold it in their gardens and they get together, you know, have coffee, cake, other treats and things to eat and everything, and just to get together with you know, friends, family, their neighbourhood and their colleagues at work, and raise money for Macmillan.
Yeah, it's a wonderful event, as you say, and I know it's one of your big fundraising events, isn't it? So it doesn't really matter if you just go for tea and cake or something like that. Your support will certainly help all those living with cancer.
It doesn't have to be just a tea, coffee and cake. It can even be a barbecue. So anything that you know, helps raise money for Macmillan, we're grateful for, and the support that people give to us. And last year, Coffee Morning actually raised over £12 million for the charity, and we're hoping to top that this year. We're 98% funded by these donations. So, as I say, we're so grateful for anybody that can get involved in the fundraising this year.
That's fantastic. £12 million.
It's incredible, isn't it?
It certainly is.
Coffee Morning started back a little bit of history. It started back in 1990, and since then it's raised over £290 million for the charity. So you can see, you know, what a big event it is for us. And I absolutely love this time of year, the buzz around Coffee Morning and everybody getting involved. And I've been speaking to lots of supporters, and there's sure to be a Coffee Morning going on near you. You may know somebody that's doing one that you're going to pop along to. And as I say, it doesn't have to be on Coffee Morning Friday. They are going on, you know, on lots of different dates too. And actually, you can find out if there's a Coffee Morning near you by going on the Macmillan website on our Coffee Morning page. And we have a Coffee Morning map, so you can actually see if there's one that you can pop along to near you.
Now, the Coffee Morning itself, I know that you do these free Coffee Morning kits. Is it too late for people to get hold of one of these?
No, as I say, Coffee Morning can be done whenever you want to, so it's definitely not too late for people to get involved. So, as I say, if you just visit the Macmillan website, www.macmillan.org.uk, and you can sign up, and we'll send you your fundraising kit, which will have lots of top tips of how you can get started and really make the most of your coffee morning.
Now, I know you do two versions of the coffee morning kit as such. One of them, I understand, is the classic kit with bunting, balloons, yes, and a tablecloth. And you also do a lighter kit with less paper and no plastic.
Exactly. You know, that's really important to us. And lots of people, I know, speaking to coffee morning supporters, have absolutely kept items over from previous years. You know, people come back for coffee morning year after year, so you know, it's great that you know, we do offer a light kit as well, so that we're not sending out things when people don't need them as well. So you know, people, I love to see how people get involved and decorate their coffee mornings. It's absolutely brilliant.
Certainly is. Now, as I was saying a few moments ago. I know that Macmillan offers so much support to so many people in the times when they need that support in particular.
We do. I mean, as I say, this money is really important to us, and it will help us provide practical support. So we provide that through specialist nurses who give information on cancer side effects, exercise and nutrition. It's really important. We also give financial support to people living with cancer, and we can provide benefits, advice, grants, and we have a team of experts who help make sure sort of what money is one less thing that people with cancer will worry about. And then finally, it's the emotional support that we provide. We provide specialist counselling and also local support groups, so people with cancer can talk and get help in how they're feeling. So, but every £33 raised can fund 1 hour of Macmillan nursing, and every £300 provides a Macmillan grant to help with the cost of living and the challenges. And about every £510 supports about 30 people who can contact the Macmillan support line and reach out for support. And, you know, the support line is there, and it will signpost people, you know, to exactly what they need, or if they just need to ring up and have a chat to somebody about their worries. Or anything to do with cancer.
Now, I know you mentioned there the Macmillan support line. I take it this is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
It is, and we ask people also that can visit the Macmillan website as well, because you can get support through the Macmillan website 24 hours a day, and chat to somebody on there. So, as well as the support line, you know, please do go to the website as well.
Now, across the East Anglian region, and we've been talking about the official Macmillan coffee morning on Friday the 29th of September, various events which take place literally throughout the year, I take it. Can people find out where these events are taking place and how they can best support Macmillan in a financial way in helping you raise your funds?
Ways that people can get involved, and I know I keep saying about the website, there's lots of information on there about the events that we actually organise as Macmillan, and then how you can actually organise your own fundraising event. And we're very much there, our team, the fundraising team, to support you if you have an idea and you want help sort of knowing how you can make the most of your event and fundraise for us. Then we ask you to get in touch with us and register your event, and then we'll offer the support to that. But there's you know, things that you can get involved with, things like our Mighty Hike series. So we do the Norfolk Coast Mighty Hike. If anybody is interested in joining that, again, more details on the website. And we have various hikes throughout the country. So it's not just, but obviously that one is in our area in Norfolk. The date for that is yet to be released, but keep an eye out for that. But another way people can get involved, and I'm going to talk because I love gardens and the sun is shining outside, is through the National Garden Scheme. Now, the National Garden Scheme have been supporting us since 1984. It's our longest partnership, and today it's raised about $18.5 million for Macmillan. So I don't know if people know about the National Garden Scheme. You may have seen the yellow signs out and about, but go along and visit a garden in your area. Again, visit the National Garden Scheme website, and you'll find a garden near you. And I know there's some open actually today. There's one in Bradwell, Great Yarmouth, open today, and there's a couple open also in Essex today and tomorrow. So if you go on the National Garden Scheme website, you'll find a garden near you, and going to visit one of those gardens actually benefits nursing charities, but also benefits Macmillan as well. So if you love your gardens and want to enjoy the sunshine today, then that's maybe something you can have a look at doing.
Hey, do you know That's wonderful that you've mentioned the National Garden Scheme, because I've just been doing a promotion for them, actually, because George Plumtree, their CEO, he's been on this programme many times.
Yeah.
And, as you say, a wonderful organisation who raise, you know, thousands and thousands of pounds, for all sorts of charities.
They do. They give so much benefit. I think it's raised about £67 million for nursing in health charities since they began in 1927, but as I say, you know, some people don't know that how much, you know, how they support Macmillan, and we're so grateful for their support. And you know, we have some beautiful gardens across our counties, and I love looking through the website and seeing all the different gardens, getting inspiration. There's really something for everybody, and they also do virtual visits, so if you can't get out to a garden, you can actually have a look at some of the gardens online as well. So I'd really encourage people to do that, and they're sort of coming towards the end of the season of the garden openings, but you know, plan for next year. They'll all be open again, all these gardens, and it really is a wonderful day out, and especially when the sun's shining like today.
Yes, absolutely, yes. Yeah, it's, as I say, we've been doing a promotion for them as well, and we often mention them on the programme.
Yeah, definitely.
And, you know, as you say, another wonderful organisation like yourselves. Now,
yeah.
Let's come back to that all-important Macmillan coffee morning. And I mean, that's up and coming, as we know, on Friday the 29th of September. And once again, people getting hold of these free coffee morning kits. Can you give those details out again?
So again, if you go on the website, so www.macmillan.org.uk, you'll be able to sign up. You'll see the coffee morning page on there, and you'll be able to sign up for a coffee morning then, and say we'll send you out the fundraising kit and everything that you need to know to get your coffee morning started.
That's great, that is. Now, everybody needs to support, obviously, Macmillan, and to raise even more money this year, over and above the £12 million which was raised last year.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of money, isn't it?
It is a lot of money, and, you know, we really appreciate times are tough for everybody at the moment, but, you know, every pound that people can donate, you know, we really can make the most of that money and reach as many people as possible, you know, living with cancer. So, you know, I really would encourage people, if they can, to get involved and really enjoy Coffee Morning this year. And, you know, the money that's being raised, that we're going to give the practical, financial and emotional support to people living with cancer when they need it most.
Yes, absolutely. And as we were saying earlier on, of course, there are fundraising activities, put it that way, available throughout the year, over and above the coffee morning itself. And can we give out that contact information again for people wanting to find out more, literally about the Macmillan support line and the wonderful work which you do?
Yep. So if you visit www.macmillan.org.uk.
That's great, Nicola, and we certainly appreciate you joining us on this bank holiday live on East Point Radio.
Thank you so much, Mark, for having me on. And can I wish everybody that's getting ready for their coffee morning an absolutely wonderful day on the 29th, or whenever you hold your coffee morning.
Absolutely. And, you know, let's raise as much money as possible to help you in all the vital work that you do.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, listeners.
Thanks a lot. There we've been talking to Nicola Clark, who's the Relationship Fundraising Manager for Macmillan Cancer Support. So don't forget to have a look at the possibility of running a coffee morning on Friday the 29th of September this year, as well as obviously supporting other events and other fundraising events which Macmillan get involved with. And that's all as part of our
Anglia
In Focus
feature right here on East Point Radio. Let's get back to the music.
Ouch! He's chosen my attic. I feel it in the static.